Good evening and welcome to Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Mimi Rosenberg. Ken Nash has off this evening and later on we'll take a look at labor in Latin America, the struggle for water, health, and democracy with Claudia Lopez from Bolivia. But first... We had been listening to the magnificent strains of the Colombian singer Lucia Pulida, and the song was about the grinding mortar where rice is ground up, traditional music with creative license from Colombia, and she is a splendid talent. We now move on to Latin America and the struggle for water and democracy. Inspiring worker mobilizations against privatization in recent memory. For several years, the sell-off of Bolivia's water system has led to massive and ongoing resistance. And now Building Bridges moves to Claudia Lopez from the Federation of Factory Workers Bolivia. And again, we're looking at labor in Latin America, the struggle for water and democracy, and one of the most inspirational mobilizations against privatization in recent memory in Bolivia.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Claudia López, vengo de Cochabamba, Bolivia, trabajo en la Federación de Fabriles, un sindicato cuya participación en la llamada Guerra del Agua fue muy importante. Es justamente de ese tema que les voy a hablar hoy.
Neoliberal policies that were guided by international monopolies have been resisted by popular and grassroots organizations as of 2000, which was the year the water war began. This marked the beginning of a process of change because social movements were at the head of it, and the rebellion continues in Bolivia today. Cochabamba, for many decades, has had a lot of problems because of the lack of water and the bad administration of water, because many miners and unemployed workers, laborers, had migrated to Cochabamba, and over the years it has increased the population of Cochabamba and increased the water demand for domestic use. To this, we have problems of drought, which sometimes over history generated a real lack of water. These brought along a number of conflicts which exploded in September 1999. when the Bolivian government, in complicity with the municipality of Cochabamba, gave the concession of water services and distribution to Aguas del Tunari. This was a subsidiary of Bechtel. At the same time, Law 2029 came into effect, under which water was considered a commodity, attempting against the uses of the water by farm workers. Those farm workers are agriculture, working agriculture, who work with water. The immediate consequences of Bechtel in coming to the city was an increase in the water rate, which went up to 200% in some cases.
Next, please.
In the rural areas, this new company affected all these farm workers who had used traditional systems of water management, and now they were at risk. Through placing measurement for collecting fees on water use, this transnational wanted to take over all systems of irrigation that these agrarian communities had built with their own hands. In other words, they try to privatize water in the city as well as in the fields. The situation generated a lot of reject by the people, which crystallized at the end of December 1999, when almost spontaneously social heterogeneic group got together from the middle classes to the lowest classes of society. There were worker unions, neighborhood associations, professional associations, teamsters, teachers, farm workers, coca farmers, students, and everybody in general united under this. This diverse group of sectors allied themselves under the coordination of the defense of water and life. This organization was created at the end of 1999. This coordinating agency, it's a type of citizens union which gathers several sectors of the city and of the rural areas, but it's different than traditional unions because there are many sectors represented by it. They get together without any intermediaries to discuss, decide, and act and implement. The irrigation workers and the workers, water workers, were the main leaders of this. They then mobilized people, which resulted in the popular revolt of April of 2000, which was able to expel Bechtel from Bolivia. We can definitely say that the water war is one of the experiences of collective struggles that has been most important in recent times because it ended in social triumph after many decades of defeat and inaction. It became a point of reference in Bolivia, opening a new period of rebellion against neoliberalism. Now, let me talk about what role the unions have played in Cochabamba. When the water workers joined this conflict, they were able to make this a general struggle because we were able to articulate workers and city workers together. They organically became the workers' movement, which had been very weakened. In Latin America, this happened specifically in Cochabamba. The workers' sector has approximately 40 or 50,000 workers, out of which only 6,000 have organized in unions, which does not mean we don't have workers, but they are trapped in new work conditions which make them almost invisible. As a consequence, they lose or do not know their workers' rights. The old organizational skills of workers have become less and less prestigious, less known, so much so that when we had this representation crisis by the main union, the water workers of Cochabamba, through a lot of efforts, were able to get a high level of credibility. particularly because of their information campaign against labor flexibilization and the formation of a new union. Another important aspect made them factory workers successful in their fight against the water privatization is that the factory worker is located in the center of the city, and people throughout all mobilizations and demonstrations in April of 2000 usually gathered there. That's why its headquarters became a sort of general quarters of this coordinator. Another important fact is that they participated by sending 500 workers of the Manaco shoe factory, which supported 60 people that were unjustly fired. They went to the center of the city to demand the reinstatement of this urban population into this conflict. People came by bicycle, riding 15 kilometers from this factory to the center of the city, and they asked citizens to continue the struggle against the costs of water and blocking the main thoroughfares. When they passed the urban areas, the workers said they were fighting against water privatization and against unjust firings in the factories, which caused many people from the population to radicalize their own movements. In January 2000, the organizations from this coordinating body called for blocking thoroughfares for an indefinite amount of times, and this is where we see workers from Manaco who had also moved and joined to these grassroots organizations agreed to come to an agreement with the government when they decide not to increase water costs. In February, the struggle against government began again because they did not comply with this side of their agreement, and the coordinator took symbolically over on the February 4th the headquarters, and it became a violent day because of the repression by the government. In April, when the government showed indifference to their actions, the coordinating sectors blocked the thoroughfares in the urban areas and in the farms, paralyzing the whole city. People gathered in the square, and they kept saying, "Tunari Waters, go home. Bechtel, go home." Facing this serious crisis, the government arrests many leaders and dictates. They also interfere with the media, but instead of decreasing the resistance, it increased. The government also sent the military and sharpshooters who fired against the unarmed population. They murdered a young man called Victor Hugo Daza and wounding dozens of others. Nothing could stop people's indignation. The whole process was supported by all citizens and all sectors which supported each other in order to continue the long and difficult struggle against water privatization. The government, unable to fight popular manifestations, had to cancel the contract and modify Law 2029. The lessons we've learned from these experiences is new ways of struggling, new ways of fighting and organizing ourselves. Young, old, women and children's organizations which spontaneously found new democratic ways of participation and decision-making. We can certainly say that during this revolt, the people had power besides the state, which afterwards simply dissolved itself, and we have a decentralized network to deal with common affairs through the days of the manifestation. Self-defense, safety, food supplies were in the hands of people themselves who organized themselves without a need of participation by the state. This was a huge effort by regular people, and then the country changed. The population and social sectors, communities, unions and associations were able to see that it was possible to lose your fear. We could win. It was possible to get back our dignity, our communal goods, and our natural resources. There is no fatal destiny, and as of that April of 2000, the Cochabamba people and Bolivia come into the political scene with specific demands. The water is our, and so are the decisions. As of April of that year, we have new social movements which by themselves, without any political parties' support, under a collective leadership and an assembly to make decisions, broke the political and economic models of liberalism, neoliberalism. The new struggles, as we've seen, the revolt of Cochabamba, called the Water War, initiated a cycle of increase of social struggles in Bolivia. We had other events, for instance, the farmers rose in September 2000 and they had an indigenous Calachaca quarters in 2001, the victories of the Coca War in 2002 and the victory against the economic measures of the second government of Gonzalo Sánchez de Lozada, which were imposed by the IMF in February 2003. Finally, in October 2003, the biggest popular revolt occurred when the possibility of exporting gas in unfavorable conditions to Bolivia happened. We had a mass movement in La Paz and other cities which together were able to expel President Gonzalo Sánchez de Lozada, the biggest symbol of neoliberalism in my country. The background of this last uprising was hydrocarbon. Everyone mobilized, agreed in the demand of nationalizing this resource. Finally, I must mention that this year, again, we saw mass movements in different areas of the country demanding a approval of a hydrocarbon law, which is being discussed in Parliament. Many sectors also demanded nationalization of this resource. It is important in El Alto, La Paz, and we struggled to annul a contract with the Aguas de Irimani company, which is the name of Suez transnational company in Bolivia, which did not comply with legal agreements and which proved to be inefficient. So far, the government has decided to cancel the contract, but negotiations are still in discussion, and so is the new law on hydrocarbons. The fight goes on so that we can have the transnational leave the city of El Alto. The fight for water, gas, electricity, basic services, the fight for survival has resulted in the creation of free spaces for proposals on organizations between regular people and workers from the city and from the fields. The mass workers of Bolivia are facing the dictatorship of capital under very harsh conditions, but they have dignity, they have collective leadership, horizontal and transparent leadership, people who used to work without knowing where their efforts would go, wonder where is the product of their labor. They claim to control this so that it could benefit all. People who used to quietly accept their destiny has recovered their world, the words, and they demand to be heard. People who used to tolerate discrimination of their last name, language, or skin color claims for a new way of life. There are millions of Aymaras and Quechua indigenous people, workers, and young farmers and housewives have decided to break the abusive monopoly of power, richness, and money, which had been in the hands of a few racist businessmen, claiming for our right to enjoy our richness, our right to participate in public administration and to deliberate on the administration of our common goods. A new society and a new future is what men and women workers in the city and in the fields have started to wish, dream, and build. I think Federico said it, who was an old miner leader who lives in Villa Mexico, Cochabamba. He had participated as well in the water war. Our people are preparing to rebuild our America. We must organize ourselves. We have.
Porque es mejor morir luchando que vivir para ser esclavos. Muchas gracias.
To have ideas, words, and ammunition, because it is better to die in the fight than to live as a slave. Thank you.
And you were listening to a remarkable young sister who was fighting in Cochabamba, Bolivia, against the privatization of water, Claudia Lopez. Amazing, amazing. And the struggle goes on day after day for the rights of the working class. This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg. Myself and Ken Nash will be back next week. And in the background, the beautiful voice of Lucia Polito. Thank you for listening and continue to organize for social justice.
podrás ganar para comer, para tener la fuerza para volver a trabajar, para ganar para comer, para tener la fuerza para volver.